Luke chapter 10, verses 33 through 35, that's our passage today as we continue our journey through the Gospels. But a Samaritan, as he traveled, came where the man was, and when he saw him, he took pity on him. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Then he put the man on his own donkey, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper. "Look after him," he said, "and when I return, I will reimburse you for any extra expense you may have." A religious leader came to Jesus with the question, "What must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus responded with a passage from the Old Testament. "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself." The religious leader followed up with this question, "Well, exactly who is my neighbor?" The leader asked this question in order to justify himself. Just who's my neighbor, Jesus? Is it the man next door or across the road? Is it the man who lives down the street or the person with whom I do business? I need to know who my neighbor is so I can love him. Jesus responded with a well-known parable called the Good Samaritan. Well, the religious leaders in the story turned a blind eye to a beaten man and left him for dead. A Samaritan stopped to take care of that beaten man's bruises. The point of the story was this. We don't have to go looking for our neighbors. They are the ones in need of help whom God places in our paths. So that's the question. Who has God placed in your path in need of help? Who is your neighbor? Father, help me never turn a blind eye to those in need. Help me slow down enough to help those you place right in my path. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Maybe you're in need of some help today yourself, and we would love to do that. We'd love to pray for you. Just send your request to prayer@ronmoore.org, prayer@ronmoore.org.